Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's so great to be back with all of you today on this beautiful sunny Monday in New Jersey. I'm here today for those of you that are new to our show. My name is Laura Alley. I'm the president of Triple Wind Sales, headquartered in Chatham, New Jersey, which is part of Morris County, which makes me even more super excited to announce our special guest today, Megan Hunter, the executive director of the Morris County Economic Development Corporation. And we're going to be talking about some really good stuff, really cool, unique stuff that the MCEDC is doing right now and their big awards luncheon coming up. But first, let me welcome Megan to the show. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Laura, thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you, so thank you once again. So I've been reading on so many great things that's going on in Morris County, whether it's the Silicon New Jersey effort or big businesses in the news lately for relocating here. And, you know, we've got that tech meetup and the partnership with the New Jersey Innovation Institute. But it seems like everything I read, the Morris County Economic Development Corp is either spearheading it or supporting it. So you guys have been doing a lot of great things this year and last year, right?
Oh, thank you, Laura. Yes, there's a tremendous energy in Morris County right now. We have a growing population, growing number of businesses. As you mentioned, we have a number of new businesses that are in the county that have chosen the county. Allergan just chose Morris County as their headquarters at Geraldo Farms in Madison. We also have MetLife and Bayer, a lot of wonderful headquarters that we're really fortunate to have in the county right now.
I love it because I'm so passionate. I was born here and I've lived here my whole life, and I love Morris County. It's a hidden gem, I think, of the United States. So tell us what's going on next week. I know you're having a big awards luncheon next Friday, I believe, right, March 10th?
We have an event coming up on March 10th. It's celebrating the life science. It is our annual awards where we do recognize the largest transactions in Morris County that occurred in 2016. So we have, for office, Allergan, as I mentioned, will be bringing 1,300 employees to the county starting in August. So we're very excited about that. And
they'll be
leasing beautiful space at gorgeous Geraldo Farms in Madison with easy access to the train station. We also have Line Mart will be honored for Industrial Award, which is e-commerce. We have really hot industrial sector right now in the county. And we also have the resurgence of health and fitness. We are honoring Planet Fitness, which is our retail award. And then we have a number of other awards, including Business Attraction for Canfield Scientific, which is a medical device manufacturer, and they also have a number of engineers who are working in Parsippany. And for business retention, we have NutraMed Packaging, which has chosen Morris County to grow and expand in Whippany.
Wow.
And then finally, for business expansion, we're honoring UPS, which will be headquartering their logistics center in Parsippany. So again, wonderful, wonderful news, great energy in the county. We have a lot going on, and we're excited to hand out those awards on March 10th. And then in the morning, we have a panel discussion centered around the life science industry. So we have a number of experts who will be coming and testifying and talking about their experiences in the field. So we have Dean Peranikis of the Healthcare Institute of New Jersey, who will be moderating, and then John Orojo, who is with Porzio Life Sciences, will also be speaking, as well as Clive Meanwell, who's the CEO of the Medicines Company located right here in Morris County. And then we also have Dr.
Wow.
Keith Bastian of the Institute for Life Science Entrepreneurship, which is really exciting because a lot of the companies that have come out of the Institute for Life Science Entrepreneurship have also decided to locate in Morris County. So it's really exciting to see these companies grow. And then, of course, we have our keynote speaker, who is Jay Bapna. He is a senior vice president of global engineering for Allergan, and he'll be our keynote speaker at the lunch. So we're really excited to hear from him.
Excellent. Is he speaking about the life sciences as well?
He's speaking about Allergan, yes, its growth, and also the the growth of the company around the world and the mission of Allergan and the different drugs, the drug discovery and therapeutics that they're working on. So it's really going to be a wonderful overview of the company and also physical expansion and how they've worked with the local municipality to make this happen, which is really key because we're seeing a lot of these obsolete office buildings in Morris County coming back to life with these companies investing in them. And it's really exciting time. So for those of you who think that the suburbs have a lot of decaying and obsolete office buildings, think again, because they're really coming back to life, and some of them are being redeveloped into hotels and apartments, and we're seeing a real interest in mixed use as well in some of the areas of the county. So it's really a great time to be in Morris County.
And anybody that hasn't been to Morristown really needs to check it out, because even I would say just in the last 3 years, the transformation that has taken place, you almost feel like you're in Soho. Wouldn't you agree? Morristown is just, it's hot.
Absolutely. I mean, people are calling it Hoboken West.
Yeah, it feels like that. Like when you walk around, a couple of weekends ago, I was walking around the green, and after a great lunch at Urban Spoon or Urban Table? It was just fantastic. It was a great day. But you just mentioned something like the mixed use. Is that the live, work, play concept? Because I think I read something about that coming to Parsippany. Am I right? Or was I?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of the. Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of the office buildings being redeveloped into, like you said, a live, work, play concept. So people can shop, you can live, you can work essentially in the same general location. If it's even not on the same property, it's definitely within walking distance, a lot of walkable communities in Morris County. We really have the best of both worlds, right? So you can come out and you can hike and you can bike and you can really enjoy the preserved open space, but then you can also go into town and have a wonderful meal from a variety of different types of restaurants in a lot of our communities. And then you can also get to New York or Philadelphia very easily. We also have the Morris Town Municipal Airport, which has chartered flights as well. And then in the western portion of the county, as I mentioned, we have excellent trail system throughout the county, but especially in the western part where the highlands are, and you can go and hike and really enjoy being outdoors. So it's really, as I said, the best of all worlds. And then we also have a variety.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, housing stock, right? So if you're interested in living in a large home, we have plenty of those. We also have smaller boroughs where you can live and walk and to downtown. So there's a lot of variety in our housing stock. We have apartments if you're a renter. And as I mentioned, if you're a homeowner and interested in purchasing, whether it's your first home or your third home, we have a lot of variety in the housing stock here as well.
Well, you have so much passion that comes through in your voice. I have to say I love it, because I've always felt that Morris County is really a hidden, best-kept secret of New Jersey. People think of New Jersey sometimes, and they vision the airport or the turnpike or just coming out of Lincoln Tunnel, and this is just such the polar opposite. It's really, to me, it's God's country because it's so beautiful. And the fact that there's such a vibrant business climate here is just so exciting. Like you mentioned, a lot of big companies that have their headquarters here. There's also a lot of startups, right? There's a lot of startups and a big network of startups. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. So in Morris County, we have 28,000 businesses, which is only second to Bergen County. We have a gross regional product of about $50 billion. So there's a lot of commerce going on here. We have over 550 headquarters where businesses call Morris County their corporate headquarters, and are very proud to do so. So the future is incredibly bright. And as you mentioned, we have a vibrant growing entrepreneur ecosystem. So with the Morris Tech Meetup, which brings over 1,000 of their members together quarterly, if not more frequently, to hear pitches from startups and meet with venture capitalists and learn about from others the struggles and triumphs of other startups. We have people who are doing this on the side. We have people who have left their jobs to really start their own companies, in whether it's SaaS development or life science and biologics. So there's a real wide range of people who are starting their own companies. And right now we're looking at potentially having an incubator and co-working space in the county. So that's something we're working on. We have a number of subcommittees where we love for people, even if they're not members but have an interest in the EDC, to come and serve on our committees: entrepreneurship, life science, manufacturing, aerospace and defense. We have any number of committees that address issues related to certain target industries within the county. So I encourage anyone to reach out to me and learn more how you can become involved. So it's great networking as well as sharing your time and talent and energy, but also really wonderful networking opportunities to meet with different businesses. And we also have partnerships with NJII, which is through the New Jersey Institute of Technology, their 501c3, the Innovation Institute. And it's fabulous because they're working with us on challenges so that we can help connect businesses with to solve some of the problems that they're having and connect them with other businesses who can come to the table and bring a different skill set to hopefully solve their problems. So there's really a lot going on in New Jersey, and in Morris County, we're really harnessing all of the resources that are available to make businesses grow and stay in the county.
Absolutely. So let me ask you a question. Well, first I would like to say, as a business owner in Morris County, thank you. Thank you for all this great work that you do, because it's very much appreciated. There's just so much good stuff behind the scenes that you guys are responsible for, so I appreciate that. But let me also talk to the listeners out there and at least, you know, tell them that the Morris County Economic Development Corporation is something that I encourage people to get involved with, to reach out to Megan, to reach out to the organization, because it's just so great, I think, to be on the forefront of all this knowledge of what's going on. It's a really big advantage no matter what market or niche you're in. So let me ask you this, Megan, because we have to wrap up. How would people find out, A, more information on the luncheon next week, because I'm sure many of our listeners would like to find out information about how they can attend, and how can they find out information on how to become a member or part of the MCEDC? Should they reach out to you?
They should absolutely reach out to me. So thank you, Laura. You can call me at 973-539-8270. Again, that's 973-539-8270.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for a great episode. And we hope to see a number of our listeners out there on March 10th at the Birchwood Manor as the Morris County Economic Development Corporation celebrates its 25th annual awards luncheon. And it's shaping up, I think, to be the most successful event yet. So thank you so much, Megan, and we will see you soon.